This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we have on this phone our next guest. We've got Romy Kopkupta, who is a creator of a show at Theatre Works. Welcome to the show, Romy.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, we always like to start off, you've created this show. Give us a background on who you are.
Sure, no worries. So my name's Romy Kupfer and I'm a theatre maker, director and producer based in Melbourne, NUM, and I make contemporary theatre performance and generally new works.
And this one is for kids and they all wear headphones through it, so they'd love that. It would be really cool, so the parents won't be annoyed with noisy kids around them if they're in the audience. But it's really interesting because what are they listening to? What are the stories that they're hearing?
Sure. So Singing Swallows is a Holocaust performance for young audiences. Mm. So in making the show, I interviewed 4 Holocaust survivors, one of which was my grandfather.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I took parts of their stories, the parts that were appropriate for young people, and then got young children in primary school to voice record the stories. So actually, when you're in the audience listening to the voice recordings through the headphones, you hear young people speaking. So kids in primary school age.
Yep. And visually, is there anything they're looking at in front of them or?
Yeah, so I'm on stage. So there are 2 performers, one of which is myself. And in this season, there's a child performer as well. So we've got Sol Feldman and Flora Feldman, and they swap. They interchange shows.
Yep.
And so we're on stage performing in between the speaking that you hear through the headphones, and we're bringing to life a recyclable set to help spark everyone's imagination and feed into the storytelling that you're experiencing through the headphones.
Right. Now, you know, like, because some of those stories can be quite heavy. You know, like, how heavy are the stories and how much impact do you want to have on the kids listening?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And when I interviewed the Holocaust survivors, you know, they were very honest and real with me and did tell me their whole stories.
Mm.
This is very much not their whole stories. This is a very tiny part of their stories because, as you said, they are very heavy and intense. And the purpose of Singing Swallows is about finding a way for young people to connect with Holocaust survivors as individuals without taking on any of that intergenerational trauma and without being exposed to content that's just not appropriate for their age group.
Yeah. The title of it is beautiful, Singing Swallows. It really is. And now that I know what it's about, it sort of has beautiful impact. As a matter of fact, I got quite emotional when I was reading the media release about it. Where did the idea come from? Why did you pick this topic?
So like I said, my grandfather is a Holocaust survivor. He's still alive. And
how old is he, by the way?
He's turning 90 this year, so he was quite young during the war.
Yeah, okay.
And he basically, I actually didn't even know that he lived through the Holocaust until I was like 16, and I just realized, and I put dates together because he never spoke about it.
Mm.
But being part of the Jewish community, especially in Melbourne, there's a large amount of Holocaust survivors who came here after the war. And so for me, I just have always had a really strong sense of responsibility around sharing these stories and connecting future generations to the individuals who went through it, you know, because when there are no longer Holocaust survivors around, I don't want them to just become a statistic or a history lesson or something like that. I want them to be remembered for who they were and the lives they lived and the people who were with them who may have perished. But, you know, these people were living life just like us, and I want audiences to connect with that.
Yeah, and I love the way that you're doing it through younger kids actually telling the story.
Mm.
It's yeah, a really, good really way beautiful. To do it. Yeah. How did the children that you use to do the talking bits, how do they react when you approach them?
Well, it's really funny actually, because I made this show in 2016, so quite a few years ago, and so now they're all teenagers.
Right.
It's okay. Really funny, like, you know, seeing them and hearing their voices have changed so much. At the time, I think that they're all Jewish children and they all have a connection right. to Holocaust survivors, so I think for them it was really meaningful and a really a safe way to participate in intergenerational storytelling.
Mm. And the fact that the kids are going to be sitting there with headphones on makes it very now and real for them too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, it's a contemporary performance. It's not trying to recreate what life was like back then.
Yep.
It's about connecting to people and to those stories. So having that intimate storytelling experience, but still in this contemporary environment.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, and you're down at Theatre Works, a great theatre.
Yes, Theatre Works is absolutely fantastic, and it'll be round the corner from where the Pride Centre is. I know.
We can throw stones and they'll land on your roof if we absolutely. Throw them really hard.
Yeah.
You start practicing.
And there's now a cafe out the front of Theatre Works as well.
Yeah, Theatre Works have got this fantastic Black Box Cafe now at the front. They've really changed the space throughout COVID.
Yep.
And it's really funky and a great place to come down to see shows, but also just to grab a coffee or, you know, a snack to eat.
Yep.
And hang out.
And you know, like, and it helps pay the way for them as well. So go and support that side of it as well. So what's your show called again?
It's called Singing Swallows.
And it's at Theatre Works, and it's on from?
It's on from this coming Wednesday, the 23rd of June, and we close on Sunday, the 4th of July.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to us today. And congratulations on doing something that's really important, that it's a follow-through for new generations. I think it's a great thing that you're doing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to Romy Kupta here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.